Jesus speaks in parables. What are parables? They're just little stories that have a special meaning, but he takes the natural, the things of the natural, and makes it into the spiritual. Amen. And people say, well, why does he talk in parables? Why is he so confusing? Because he wants you to hunger to learn. Amen. He wants you to search a little bit. He wants you to think a little bit. Amen. He wants you to say, well, I don't quite understand that. What's he trying to say? But here's the beautiful part of the parables that Jesus speaks in this book, the Bible. Gary, I know you've been reading. I know you're going to say right away you're going to know. On the next page, guess what he does? He explains the parable. So what's the confusion? Amen? He's trying to show you in the natural about what happens. And then he's trying to combine it with the spiritual. And there's not, in the parables, and there's about 30 parables in the Bible, some a little bit more, a little less. He's not trying to teach you major lessons. There's usually one lesson in each parable. There's usually one thing to take out of it. And you don't want to take too many things out of it. You don't want to get confusing. But there's always one little message that he's trying to show. And there's a message about the sower, which is actually a good message for pastors and for those who are called to preach. But it's as good a message for you, and it's like what Marcia was saying, it's perfect today. A good message for you because you're planting seeds and you're trying to tell people and you're trying to bring the good news to God, and whether they accept it or how much they accept it, amen, it's between them and God, amen. But you've planted the seeds. You know, a farmer plants so many seeds in the field and not every seed takes root. He doesn't get a plant per seed, amen. He knows that some plants are going to grow, some aren't. He's just happy with what he gets. Amen? And it's just like, behold, he said, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some of the seed fell by the wayside. And the birds came and devoured them. Some fell in stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns. And the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, Jesus said, let him hear. And people are just confused. And they don't understand. And but if you just go to the next page, and we're in the book of Matthew, Jesus understood that. He wanted you to think. He says the parable because he wants you to think. He wants you to point. And when you start thinking about God, you're already on the right path. And when you start thinking about God, you start wanting to learn more. And then he says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, hears the word, hears the Bible, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Some people don't want to hear the word of God. Amen? Some people who are against the Bible, some people who are anti-God, they don't want to hear the word. So when you give them the word, they throw it away. Amen? It was thrown away. And the devil gets and snatches their thoughts. Amen? And they forget what they heard immediately. And he said, this is he who receives seed by the wayside. Hallelujah. Then he said, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Now let me tell you something. In the 20 years and 25 years I've been with ministry, I've seen this a lot. I've seen people come to church, stand up and praise God, the loudest hallelujah yellers in the whole church. Amen. They come in, they're all fired up, they walk in the door and they're going to let everybody know, I love God, hallelujah. I've seen it. These are he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself. So they endure only for a little while. And listen, but when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Amen? They come in and they let everybody know, I'm a Christian and they're going to yell and holler and sing. But the second something comes against them, they walk away from God. They don't want to hear the word. Amen? They don't want to do the fight. They don't want to make the walk. They don't want to hear. Amen? Now he who receives seed among the thorns, and this is important, I want you to listen, is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. I want you to hear that one because that's the one That's the one we all got to protect each other for. Because I know that people come to God and they start to love Him. And they really get Him. And God is working in their lives. And then something happens. A little confusion. A little doubt. Somebody says something confusing. They hear a word that just doesn't make sense. And they say, well, maybe Jesus isn't real. Or maybe Jesus wasn't who He said. Or maybe that, well, the Bible was written by man. And they one day they wake up and they say, you know, I'm a little tired just today. I'm not going to church today. I'm a little tired. God will understand. So they wake up next Sunday and he said, you know, I had a good time last Sunday. I was able to lay in bed longer and I watched a little TV and I had breakfast. And you know what? I think I'm going to stay home today too. God will understand. Amen. And this person or that we're talking about would love God so much and they have so much joy. And the devil is sneaking in. Amen. The devil is sneaking in. And the one thing, and I'm going to say this again later, but the one thing as brothers and sisters, as healers, amen, we cannot accept the reasoning for coming, not coming to church. Amen. We cannot condone it. We cannot say, I understand, because we can't understand. Amen. The second you give them approval for what they're doing, it just makes it harder for them to come back. Well, you know, oh, yeah, you worked all week and you're tired, and yeah, I understand you didn't want to come today. No. Because they're turning, amen? They're turning to a place where they got to come all the way back from again. They're turning to where they're going to be lost again. Their life is going to be the way it was before they got the Word. There's joy in there. The Word is in there. Yet something happened. Something, somebody, somewhere along the way happened to them. And this is why it's important for these people, especially these people. This is where my heart really was. Because the next one it says, but he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. What I'm telling you is these people have come. They've walked. They've ran a race. You ever see a marathon on TV or the long when you're running? You're running and you're running and you get to the end of the race. You've got nothing left. Amen? But you run and the last and you want to quit. You want to give up. And there's the line right there. You're going to be a winner and it's right there and you give up. You say, I can't do it anymore. And you stop. These are these people. They have run the race. They have gone through the fires. They hear the Word of God. They love the Word of God. They love singing. They encourage other people. But something happened and they got tired for a second. We've got to do something. We've got to carry them across the line. Amen. Because it says right here, they're about to receive. Amen. They're about to receive blessing. They're about to receive the good Word. They're about to receive everything that God has planned for them. Amen. They fought the good fight. They're running the race. These are the people we've really got to encourage. The person like that Marcia met, we meet them every day. God bless you. How you doing? Let me give you a good word. And we have to lead that. And if they're hungry, they're going to come back and want to hear something more. Amen? And then when you ask them to come to church, it may take a while. Let me tell you, it may take 6 months. If it takes 6 months, it's worth it. Amen? It may take a year. But every now and then you say, hey, why don't you come to church? Oh, okay. I'll come to church. Mr. Marsh, I love you with all my heart. The fact that you're in this church since I've known you since I was a little boy, and you come, I see a joy in you. I see a different George Marsh, and I know that's not me. I know it's God bringing a new life to you. Amen. So whatever time it takes, you got to keep praying. You got to keep pulling. You can't let people give up. Amen. Hallelujah. You with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Listen. Paul said to Timothy, as I urged you when I was in Macedonia, he's saying, Timothy, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no doctrine. Timothy was in Ephesus and he was teaching and he was preaching and he was telling him, Paul was saying, you stay there and you tell those teachers to teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. He's telling them, there's people talking about other stuff, and they're talking about it in church, amen? People are pushing their own agenda. They're pushing their own idea, amen? And the second we start letting that happen in our church, well, you hear what somebody said? You know, well, Jesus, oh, you hear that? I don't know. He might not have been the coolest guy. You know, he might have had a little drinking problem. They believe you. You say the craziest thing about God, and folks are going to believe it. Amen? You tell them God is going to answer your prayers. They say, yeah, well, I hear a drinking problem. I mean, you understand? And what all this does, these people might even mean well. I don't even want to say that. I want to judge them. I'm getting in trouble. But they're pushing an agenda. Amen? They're pushing a thought that they had. It's not in the book. I can tell you right now, Jesus never got married according to the Bible. Amen? Jesus didn't do all kinds of other things according to the Bible. So that's good enough for me. But Paul is saying that this kind of stuff causes division. Amen? It causes disputes. It causes arguments. And it causes disputes rather than being lifted up by our God. Hallelujah. And I've said here, there's enough to sidetrack us from God and His Word, and to remember that sidetrack causes confusion to those we are trying to lead to Jesus. If you got family members, you got friends, you got somebody you're aching to have come to church, you cannot have confusion at home. Amen? You see what I'm saying? You can't ask your children to come to church when you're walking around confused. You got to be a rock to Him. To who? You got to be a rock to Jesus. You don't give you be crazy person. I love the Yankees. Everybody knows I'm a fanatic. I love Jesus. And I can show them and tell them in bits and pieces. Amen. You don't have to be crazy until you want to be. I like that. But right here is a place for good news. Amen. What do we get in here? Good news. We get the Word of God. The Word of who? Hallelujah. This is a place where you learn to trust in Jesus. Not leaning on your own understanding, but knowing there's a higher help. There's comfort, a friend who yearns for you to trust and believe that your life and your joy may be and can be full. Hallelujah. Your prayers work. How many know your prayers work? We talked about immediate prayer, but listen. If you're trusting God, and you know God has a plan, then there is peace in waiting for His perfect answer. If you prayed to God and you know God has a plan, do you want God to use your idea or do you want God to use His idea? His idea. So if you want Him to use His idea, then sometimes, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to have to wait. But while you're waiting, He'll give you other things to do, and He'll give you love and joy. And every day that you get through it, you say, what was I worried about yesterday for? I made it through yesterday. I still have anxiety. I still get mad. I still worry. I still have all these things because I'm human, but I made it through yesterday. So I can't let that come back in today. Amen? He's carrying me through. He may move. Now listen to this, because I'm going to get a question and answer here. He may move you to do other things while you wait. He may show you things you need to see that somehow show you how He has and is blessing you. Who are we talking about? You. And who? God. You. Not 10,000 people in a church. I'd love to see 10,000 people. But listen, that's a heavy burden too. Amen? We get this church up to 100 people. Let me tell you, it's a heavy burden for all of us. Because we're all going to wait for much is given, much is required. Right, Deacon Chuck? I mean, a lot. You catch on to that. See and believe that as you put God in control, as you put Him in control, you have to see your worry disappear, a little anxiety disappear, and joy and peace fill you. His joy, His peace. Jesus says, I am here. Sit with me a while. All is well with my soul. When you can say in the midst of all your troubles that all is well with my soul, let me tell you what happens. Your body begins to heal. I truly, truly believe that your body can heal. And folks, I don't tell you that to be funny. I'm telling you that with my heart. If I could just tell you that your body can heal through peace, letting go of the worry and the anxiety. Scientists, the doctors were on TV this week saying some cancers, some tumors, you can remove them just with peace. place with Lord, forgive me, I forgot the word, but they were saying that if your life is right, if you just calm down, if you let the worry and the anxieties and the stress, it says some tumors actually shrink. Amen? And they're saying this like it's wonderful, but the Bible's been telling us this for thousands of years. Amen? A good word is like good medicine. A smile is like good medicine. Something good in your heart is like good medicine. You can't be worried and happy at the same time. Amen? You can't have anxiety and be happy at the same time. Amen? When you get the good word, your body feels good. The insides feel good. Let me tell you, I believe this. I do. If you have a craving for something, anybody ever have a craving? Ice cream. I stand here, and this is my opinion, so I'm just, I believe sometimes God gives you a craving for something that your body's needing. Amen? Sometimes it's orange juice. Sometimes it's milk. Sometimes it's water. Maybe he's saying, son, you're not drinking enough water. You know, our body needs the water. Just drink water. But I really believe that he's leading us to maybe it's vegetables. Maybe we're eating something that's not right for our body. Amen? Everybody's different. Some people can eat something somebody else can't. But I believe that he'll lead you. He'll show you. Try this. Have this. The Bible says a little thing. The Bible says about honey. Sometimes it's good to have a little bit of honey. Then it also says not to eat too much honey or you'll get sick. Amen? The Bible says, Paul told Timothy to have a little glass of wine for what ailed his stomach. Evidently, there's something in the wine that's good for his stomach. Now you say, well, I can't drink. So, okay. Well, what's wine? It's grape juice. So get a bottle of grape juice and say, Lord, here's my wine. Help me. And just take a drink. But I really believe that he gives you those if you really talk to him. You go into a grocery store. I know you think like I'm crazy, but I love Jesus so much that I want you to know everything that I feel. I think you go to a grocery store and say, Lord, I got these headaches, or I got this, and I got, what am I lacking? Just show me something. And I just think he just needs you. That's our God, amen? He said, I'll supply how many needs? Sometimes we got to reach out and ask him. You know, it doesn't mean we're going to be healed. We all get sick. We all have these things. But when you get sick and you have that kind of spiritual strength, you get through it. I've seen it. You get through these things a lot easier. Amen? You understand? When you're strong in the Lord and an attack comes, you say, I know, but I got brothers and sisters who are going to pray with me. I got a church that's going to lift me up. I got a God that's going to carry me through. Amen? And so you've already started on the path of being healed. Hallelujah. I am here. Hallelujah. So when someone is turning away from God, don't give them understanding. We can't. We can't, because the world's going to give them understanding, amen? We've got to encourage them with everything that we have. The Bible says to stay with them, to encourage them. Hallelujah. Not to give heed to fables and endless genealogies. And this is why. This is the only right. He said, because it causes disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Hallelujah. If you start to tell somebody who loves God to question what they believe, you've added confusion. And as I said, there's enough in this world. We don't need to add confusion. Amen? You come here to hear the good news, and I'm telling you that God is ready, willing, and able to answer your needs. Not today, maybe not like Dave and I talked about. You know, I love talking to Dave sometimes. He said, you know, he doesn't answer you like that. He doesn't. You pray on Monday and you get the new car on Tuesday kind of thing. Amen? He just said, I'll supply all your needs. Well, today, evidently, everybody's needs are supplied because you're all here. Amen? He said, I'll supply all your needs. Oh, you need that? He said, I know you need that. But I supply today all you need, right? Yep. I was, okay, so don't worry about tomorrow, because when it comes and you get that, just make sure you come back and thank me. Amen? And here's one more thing, and then because I just love talking about this book in God. Anybody praying for anything? Green? Okay, so I want you to stop praying. You know what I want you to do? Start thanking them. Don't worry, you prayed about it. Now you start thanking for the answer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the answer. Your friends will say, you're crazy. I don't see it. You say, I know, I don't see it either, but God said he's got the answer. So I'm thanking him now. I'm thanking him now because when I get the answer, I may forget to thank him because I'll be so excited. Amen. Faith is thanking him now. He said, well, are you crazy? You're got to go to the seat of darkness. I know, but I'm thanking him now for the good word. Amen. Because I'm thanking him now shows faith, I believe. And so I already thanked him for the problem, so I don't have to worry about the problem now. Amen. We're still human. I understand you're still going to listen. My wife and I, are our days perfect? No. We get in disagreements? Yes. Say, Lord, how can we be in disagreement? Does she know I'm right? I'm 3 years removed from that, Drake. I never knew how wrong I was. But I love learning, amen? And I give it to God. I give it to God. Lord, we could have had our equipment soaked on Friday. And God said, no, I'm going to hold the rain. I love him. Do you love him? This is your church. This is your home. You're going to get good news when you come in this building. Amen. When you're praying for your children, give them good news. When you're talking to your friends, give them news. Good news. Don't give them anything to pull away. We've got folks in this church that aren't here today. We need to pray for them. They belong here. Amen. I know that they belong here because I've seen them here and I've heard them singing and I've seen them standing and I've seen them dancing. And I know right now that they're at that last seed. They're right there. The crop is about ready to be picked. They're about ready to receive so much more in their life than they can ever believe. And the devil's got them right now just here. So we as a team need to lift them up. Amen? Don't add to it. If you want to talk about other things that people talk about, that's fine. But don't give them understanding to not be here. Amen? And to tell your friends, you need to come to church just for the fun of it. You tell that to somebody and look at their face. You need to come to church, Miss Pat, for the fun of it. People say, fun at church? How many having fun today? I'm having fun. I know you are. Let's give him praise and glory. This Jesus, this man who came to earth, the Son of God, walked among us. He did this for us. He was the lamb that was slain. He was the pure lamb. In the Old Testament, they had to use the purest of goats and the purest of lambs, a virgin, clean. They had to do that. If they didn't sacrifice an animal like that, that wasn't right. God didn't accept it. They had the first fruits. When you offered your fruit and your vegetables, it had to be the first basket that you picked, or it wasn't right. He is and was the lamb that was slain for us. He was pure. He's our Jesus. He took the bread and blessed it and broke it and said, this is my body being torn for you. He asked us to do this in remembrance of him.